Today, we bring you the final part of Two Indias Near and Far. It's a special series about immigrants from India in our area. They've become the fastest-growing immigrant population in the country. And the pace of growth is faster in Washington State than just about anywhere else. One hotspot is in the tech hub just east of Seattle, near Redmond. But decades ago, the scene there was quite different.
People would stop me because I was wearing this long dress, sari. How beautiful your sari is. Everybody wanted to see my dress.
Meet the Rajguru family. They moved from India to Redmond in 1969, and there's a good chance they were the first Indian family to arrive there. KUOW's Liz Jones has our story.
Way before Microsoft settled in Redmond, and before the main highway even extended this far, Devki Rajguru's parents moved her family here.
And people thought that they were absolutely kookaburras. How could you move out to the back of beyond?
Devki drives us toward her childhood home in Redmond. From the highway, she waves out to where the neighborhood kids used to ride bikes.
We make ramps and over stumps and in between trees. And
that was here in this forest, which is now Microsoft.
That is all Microsoft campus. It was virgin land.
We cruise past the company's 500-acre campus. Devki lives in West Seattle now. She's in her mid-40s. She was just a toddler, and her brother was in grade school when they moved halfway around the world.
So this is my hood.
We park near a quiet cul-de-sac at a split-level home with faded blue paint.
So the street, oh, wow.
Devki's parents sold the home years back, but they lived here almost 30 years in full-on suburbia.
I'll show you a picture.
So any other Indian families anywhere in sight here?
No. No, we were it. We were it for Redmond. We had a newspaper article done on us.
The Rajgurus are pioneers in a sense. They came here just a few years after U.S. immigration policy relaxed toward India. New immigrants flocked to big cities like New York or Chicago. But the Rajgurus, they pick Seattle because they happen to know one American couple here. Long ago, that couple had visited India. They all met and stayed good friends.
This tree and that tree are both.
Devki says it was pretty easy to fit in here, but there were times it was tough to be the only Indian. Like one day at school when a new teacher stumbled on Devki's name.
I came home, I hate my name. I want to change it. I just want to be Stephanie or Mary or Kelly or Susie. My parents are mortified. Like, what's wrong with Devki? It's a beautiful name.
And then there was a major Hindu holiday every fall called Diwali when Devki's father would fill their windows with lights.
It was like, oh my God, we're the only family with Christmas lights up.
Sometimes the lights went up before Halloween. Devki says people seemed to view them as interesting, not odd. But they were a novelty in Redmond for sure, leading the family to jokingly call themselves...
Four raisins in a rice bowl?
Four raisins in a rice bowl.
Hello.
Hello.
Mom,
this
Hi.
Is my friend Liz.
I'm Liz.
Yeah. You eat first, and then we talk.
All right. So, Liz, this is my mom, the crazy old lady, Madhavi.
Devki's mom lives in a senior community in Redmond. Devki's father passed away years ago.
Well, auntie will not be proper if you just...
You know what?
Devki helps her mom put lunch on the table.
What do you want to serve the dog with?
Then rifles in the cupboard for one last item.
I'm looking for... I guess Americans would call it chutney, but it's not chutney. It's loncha. It's different.
We sit down to a traditional Indian meal, some of Devki's favorites.
This is potato.
And then the...
And this is tur dal.
Devki grew up on Indian food, but her mom, Madhavi, says ingredients were sometimes tough to find. It's gotten much easier.
Okay.
After lunch, Madhavi relaxes on the couch. The wall behind is a mosaic of family photos, including her many siblings and relatives in India.
So why did you want to leave India and come to the U.S.? What were your reasons?
Just for fun. We wanted to see the world.
That idea percolated in the office where Madhavi and her husband both worked in India, at the American Embassy in New Delhi.
See this?
They traveled here with just four boxes. Madhavi packed kitchen items and dozens of colorful saris.
And here is the other one.
She still has quite a collection.
The blouse, what it is here.
When the family first arrived here, Madhavi remembers some struggles and the way she sometimes felt.
Not welcomed.
Remember, it was 1969. The total Indian population in the U.S. at that time could easily fit in Safeco Field, where the Mariners play. Now it's around 3 million. Madhavi says some apartment managers in Bellevue turned them away, even though signs showed vacancies.
But he's saying no vacancy for us.
Eventually, once they settled in Redmond, Madhavi says they set out to find other Indians. They'd scan the Seattle phone book for Indian names, then call with their news.
We have just arrived in the United States.
That was enough to form a deep and lasting friendship back then. Or whenever two Indians cross paths, Madhavi says they'd stop to meet each other. In King County, the Asian Indian community grew slowly but steadily. By 1990, it totaled about 5,000 people. Then the Microsoft boom happened. And now, in Redmond, roughly 1 in 10 people are Indian.
So now, when you're walking around Redmond, do you say hi to other Indians that you pass?
I see so many Indians.
Madhavi says she still makes a friendly gesture, but unlike before, not everyone reciprocates. Nalini Iyer has made some similar observations about this community's growth. She's a professor at Seattle University, and she co-authored a book last year about the experience of Asian Indians in the Northwest.
The number of people spiraling upwards has made this community difficult to know in a comprehensive way. And we had ringside seats to it, so living on the east side.
Iyer's originally from Mumbai. She's lived in the Seattle area since 1993. In that time, she's watched the explosive growth of the Indian community, and as Little India sprung up in Seattle's suburbs, making it easier than ever for new immigrants who want to keep up their culture.
The community is big enough, you can arrive from India, you could live in an apartment complex that is pretty much people from India. You go shop at the Indian stores, so it's a self-sufficient network.
These are all our spices, right? So fennel.
This is one of those Indian grocery stores, and it's my last stop in Redmond with Devki. The store is tucked in a strip mall with an Indian bakery, Indian video store, and a Pizza Hut.
This is part of chaat masala.
Women chat in the produce aisle. They speak Hindi, English, and other Indian languages. Some wear bright Indian tunics, others are in jeans. Bollywood tunes blare overhead, cell phones ring, and everything just blends together. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
What are you going to do with all that dal?
This is to make idli.